Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Another prominent Republican is calling out Donald Trump, who is closer than ever to getting enough delegates to secure the GOP's presidential nomination. Mitt Romney, who ran against President Obama 4 years ago, delivered a scathing assessment of Trump during an appearance in Utah today. NPR's Don Gandhi reports Romney called Trump a phony and a con man.
It was an unusual speech, a former nominee lambasting the current front runner. Romney is troubled by Trump's success and in hopes of stopping his momentum, leveled an attack that went after Trump's temperament and his business record.
He inherited his business. He didn't create it. And whatever happened to Trump Airlines? How about Trump University? And then there's Trump Magazine and Trump Vodka and Trump Steaks. And Trump mortgage. A business genius, he is not.
Trump, meanwhile, at an event in Maine, responded, calling Romney a loser and irrelevant. Don Gagne, NPR News.
Even as the vitriol between Donald Trump and the GOP establishment appears to be rising, the remaining candidates for the Republican nomination are preparing for a face-off tonight in Detroit. Trump takes on three rivals, hoping one of them will emerge as the party's alternative, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich. Richard Semiaddin is a political science professor at American University in Washington and says he expects Trump to go on the offensive.
If they're attacking him less, he'll attack them less. If they attack him more, he'll attack back. So that's how he is. He reads the situation, he goes with the flow, and he interprets, and he does what he wants to do.
Tonight's first GOP debate since Super Tuesday gets underway at 9 p.m. Eastern. President Obama visited Milwaukee today to salute that city's success in signing people up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the law is still a target for Republican presidential hopefuls.
Milwaukee was the winner in a nationwide contest aimed at boosting enrollment in Obamacare. The city promoted health insurance offerings with bus billboards and notes tucked inside water bills. The president says nearly 90,000 Milwaukee residents now get their insurance from a government-run exchange.
That's enough to fill Lambeau Field, still have a big tailgating party with a lot of folks outside. And those tailgaters wouldn't have to worry because Obamacare covers indigestion from too many breaks.
Obama argues another 21,000 Wisconsin residents could get health care coverage if the state's Republican governor agreed to expand Medicaid. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Workers were apparently a bit less productive as last year wound down. According to the Labor Department, worker productivity, a measure of output per hour worked, declined at an annual rate of 2.2% in the final 3 months of last year. Stock shows modest gains today ahead of tomorrow's key jobs numbers. The Dow was up 44 points. The Nasdaq closed up 4 points today. You're listening to NPR. Florida is overhauling its death penalty in a bid to resume executions after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the state's current sentencing guidelines unconstitutional. The Florida legislature announced today it sent Governor Rick Scott a bill that would require at least 10 of 12 jurors recommend an execution order be carried out before putting someone to death. Previously, Florida law had only required a majority agree. The legislature rewrote the law because the high court had ruled the current method unconstitutional. The Texas State Trooper who arrested black motorist Sandra Bland last year has been fired. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, the case became national news after Bland was found hanged in her cell, an apparent suicide.
The case first attracted attention because of suspicions about Bland's death. Her family said she wouldn't have committed suicide. Investigators found no evidence of foul play at the jail, but the Texas Department of Public Safety did find fault with the conduct of the trooper who arrested her, Brian Insignia, who pulled her over on a minor traffic violation. Dash cam video showed the encounter becoming heated when Bland refused to put out her cigarette.
Get out of the car! And then I will light you up! Get out!
Wow!
Now!
Wow!
Insignia has also been charged with lying on the arrest report. His lawyer says the firing is not justified because the trooper was looking out for his safety. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Look for Maine lobster catches to peak early this year, which could translate into good news for consumers with an abundance of cheap lobster on the market. Bad news for the state's signature industry, though. Maine's busy lobster season typically picks up about early June through July, roughly the same time the tourist season gets going in Maine. Scientists say they expect this year's season to start earlier than normal due to warmer-than-usual water temperatures.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.